12:43 now, and time to eat. Our Food Time show is on the air. Food Time, Chicago Radio's original cooking and dining show. The award-winning All Things Edible program heard every Sunday at this time. And our Food Time show this week focusing in on one of Chicago's most famous food families. The Morton Food Company from Eli's Cheesecake. The Shulman Food Company, to be exact. Maureen Shulman, along with her husband Mark, have turned Eli's Cheesecake into a national phenomena with their delicious cheesecake that you enjoy just about everywhere. Certainly, Taste of Chicago is one of the favorite places. But now Maureen and Mark have come out with a brand new book. It's the Eli Cheesecake Cookbook, not just cheesecake recipes, although there are some doozies in there, that's for sure, but also the some recipes from the old Eli's Place for Steak restaurant, one of the great old-school restaurants in Chicago. And it's a pleasure to have Maureen and Eli here. Welcome, guys. Nice to see you again.
Thanks for having us.
Well, congratulations on the cookbook. This must have been a long time coming, right?
You know, I think we've been thinking about it for many years, and because this is Eli's Cheesecake's 35th anniversary, we decided this would be the year to do it.
So tell us, you know, the kinds of recipes that you decided to put in it. Well, I love that there are cheesecake recipes in it, but I love even more that you go back and this winds up being a little bit of the great history of your company and your family,
well,
right?
Well, I think for my dad, Eli, he regrettably passed away 27 years ago. Eli's the Place for Steak closed 10 years ago, and we have people always asking for those famous foods. Certainly Liver Eli, Shrimp Mark, a lot of the really great things. Chicago is, you know, Eli's being so classic.
These are like
to
great,
Chicago.
Great, great old school, like, you know, the old school Chicago restaurant kind of things that you just don't find anyplace anymore.
And that's what's great for us, because what Maureen was able to do with her co-authors, who are my associates at Eli's Cheesecake, go from the history in the restaurant, everything my dad did going back to his start in 1940, through the cheesecakes of today. And, you know, we stay a family business, very dedicated, but since our restaurant was torn down for the Home of Children's, we really now focus on desserts.
Yeah. Talk a little bit about the, you know, your dad and you know, this wonderful restaurant and how it evolved into what the company is now.
Well, I think when we're here, Maureen and I had just gotten married in 1980, and this is the first Taste of Chicago was right outside,
right
Tribune
in front of
Tower.
Our window, right?
So that's
right.
Where those first cheesecakes were, and I think, you know, my dad was always focused on the customer, being a great host, and the quality. And those have been the values that we've continued and worked on the in the business. And it was really great as Maureen was able to sort of share all the, you know, their secrets, although it's a little different when you make it at home. But, you know, the commitment of people over the years and the quality and the classics that really never go out of style. And that's really what's helped us, you know, become successful in the cheesecake and dessert business.
Yeah, and I got to think that, you know, part of the what makes this book so great, at least I thought so in going through this, it's great recipes, it's great Chicago stories. But, I mean, this is a style now, some of the recipes in here, you know, these sort of retro kind of recipes in here that you just don't find any place. You know, what restaurant is serving shrimp Dijon any place?
I know.
You know what I mean? It's like some of these great old recipes.
And I would say that really on a regular basis, people come up to Mark and I and ask about Liver Eli.
Right.
So the fact that it's in the book.
When does liver ever come up in a conversation, really?
Right, but now liver
except
is
with
cool
your doctor,
again.
Maybe. That may be the only place that it comes up.
Right. So actually, I was very fortunate to have found a spiral notebook in Eli's handwriting that had all the recipes.
Wow.
So we just picked the most popular, like the top 10 most requested recipes. So they're in there. Shrimp Dijon, Shrimp Mark, named after Mark, of course.
Oh.
And a really good story about that is when he was interviewing for a position in a law firm and had a very nice resume, the person interviewing him said, "Hey, are you Shrimp Mark?"
That's pretty good to, you know, to have a famous dish like that named after you.
Well, I think it when you came to the restaurant when I was 11, when it opened, Eli's The Place Forsaken, my picture was on the wall, later replaced by my, you know, my father. But it was certainly a family business with my father and mother and really focusing on the customers. And I think, you know, we are, you know, Chicago's a great place to do business. It's a great place to be in the hospitality business and to be able to sort of share that goodwill and honor all our people over all the years is a whole lot of fun.
Yeah, I can imagine. What are your favorite recipes in the book, Maureen?
Well, one thing I like I wrote the history in the book and everything that wasn't a recipe. So big shout out to our three pastry chefs who really worked on the recipes, Jolene Worthington Tarlane and Diana Moles. So they really came up with every kind of cheesecake you can make, every format, no bake, cream cheese, ricotta cheese, mascarpone, everything you can do with a cheesecake is in this book. So my personal favorites are one of Eli's original chocolate chip, which will probably always be my favorite. And I really like some things that I brought in the studio today, which are great for parties, sort of mini versions. Like our daughter Alana came up with Cuties when she was 9, which is a 1-by-1-inch square cheesecake enrobed in chocolate. I think that's a great hostess gift, a great thing to put on your dessert table.
Absolutely.
Let's see, what else do I really like? Oh, there's a banana cheesecake recipe in here that's great.
I noticed wasn't there a pumpkin recipe in there also?
Yes.
Do I remember seeing that?
Pumpkin. Pumpkin's delicious. Pumpkin pie cheesecake is really a great alternative to pumpkin pie. And we also did some fun collaborations with some celebrities. Like Jeff Tweedy and his son Spencer came up with Stroop Waffle Cheesecake.
Explain.
Stroop Waffle is a cookie that's famous in Belgium, right?
Yeah.
And so Susan Tweedy's favorite cookie is that one. So they came up with a Stroop Waffle Cheesecake, which is sort of a plain cheesecake layered with this cookie, and the crust is the cookie and caramel on it. So that was fun. And Chris Kennedy came up with a blueberry cheesecake.
What is the Hawaiian cheesecake?
Oh, Hawaiian was one of Eli's first five. And that's
one of the originals.
The originals were plain chocolate chips, cinnamon raisin, Hawaiian, chocolate walnut.
Yeah.
So Hawaiian was coconut pineapple. So I don't know that Hawaiian was that popular.
But it's come back.
If it survived all those years, yeah. Somebody must have been ordering. Oh, yeah. I would order it. I think that sounds delicious.
Oh, no, now with the coconut and the ingredients we use. Also, one thing about the book and a special, you know, shout out to Peter McCullough, who was our food photographer. And actually, Maureen and the team set up a studio at Eli's in our bakery. And for 3 weeks, really round the clock, they were shooting the photography. So a lot of times, people go to the cookbook and maybe the food photography is average. This, both in the entrees, and we're fortunate because at the bakery, we have associates who are at Eli's The Place for Steak. So Fidel knew the liver recipe and getting it right. So you really see, you know, beautiful food. It's a great, you know, gift. It's a great thing to take advantage of. One of my friends who lives in Los Angeles, Roy Packer, just sent me a picture of his son made the pumpkin cheesecake for Thanksgiving. And he thought it came out pretty well. Yeah. So we may have created some new competitors with this book.
Well, some devotees at least anyway. Yeah. That's why I think this book is, you know, the timing of this is so great now with the holidays.
Right.
Number one, it's a great holiday gift. If you have a Chicagoan on your list, they'll love the Chicago-ness of this book, I think, number one. But with so much baking and, you know, holiday entertaining that's going on now, this is a good practical book to have around the house to really add something special to your holiday table, don't you think?
Absolutely. And one thing that I think is very interesting, how we did the book was we divided it into sort of components instead of full-out recipes. So there's the batter section, there's the crust section, there's a section with like add-ons, like toppings and fillings and caramels and chocolates, and then there's putting it all together, which is our favorite combinations.
Okay. And one great thing for the holidays, at our website, we actually ship a cheesecake and the book and a gift box autographed copy of the book. So that way you have best of both worlds. You know, you could try to make the cheesecake, but if you either give up or you want to compare it to ours,
no,
you can get
give
that.
Up, Mark.
Well, you know, they may find it's more expensive
now, see,
what,
the way
to make it.
My take on this was I would be eating cheesecake while I was making cheesecake.
Right.
So
yes, that's right.
It's win-win for everybody, really. Yeah.
And I also think the section called Finishing Touches really gives you gives the home cook a lot of opportunity to customize. Even if you bought a cheesecake or made your own favorite whatever, you could do these things and make your friends think you were a pastry chef.
Right. So if somebody is you know, wants to try something at home, and I know we can't obviously can't give you like full complete recipes right now,
right.
but just basics. What kind of crusts should people be using? What, you know, I know you do many, but
right.
what, tell me one, you know, so that people might be able to use if they want to do a cheesecake at home.
Well, okay, you know, I'm not a trained pastry chef. As I said, we had our pastry chefs write the recipes. So when I had a meeting with our publisher, I wanted to make something from the book and bring it to show that, you know, everyone can do it.
Yeah.
So I picked the almond crust because it's really easy. You're just grinding up almonds, throwing in a little butter, a little sugar, and that's it.
Okay.
So, and if you want to be more ambitious, you could do a shortbread crust, which is essentially like making a big cookie, which is our signature crust here at Eli's.
And what's in that?
Well, you know, it's butter, flour, sugar. You're going to beat it, refrigerate it, roll it out like a big cookie, cut it in the circular pan. Bake it first, then you take it out, then you put the filling in.
Yeah.
So that's a lot more steps than...
You're right, the almonds.
Than buzzing the almonds and the Cuisinart. Yeah, and doing it. But I did that one because it was easier.
Okay. So then for, you know, the basic batter, I guess, right?
Right.
The cheesecake part of the cheesecake. What's, you know, kind of basic fillings for that?
Well, I think that it's... What's interesting is it's such a great dessert with so few ingredients. Like, for example, for the holidays, I would totally do eggnog, which I brought you today. So that's just cream cheese, sugar, flour, nutmeg, eggs, vanilla, and a little rum.
Oh, yeah.
That's it. That's why every ingredient has to be great, because there's very few ingredients.
Yeah. Well, there's, you know, great recipes. And just real quick, what's in the liver recipe? Maybe you want to put this out on your holiday table.
Yeah.
Some
here,
Eli's
let's
liver.
Turn to the liver recipe.
Eli's liver.
I'll tell you one thing that you really have to do is go to a good butcher and get great liver.
Okay.
So.
A sentence not often heard.
So you have to get liver, and it has to be cut like pretty thin. And then basically it's just liver, red, green, and yellow peppers, onion. Garlic, white wine, beef broth. So it's pretty simple.
Very old school.
Yeah, dredge the liver in a little flour. Yeah.
A lot of the tricks of, you know, how hot the pan is and really the way it comes out. So when we were doing this release of the book and we had some people at the bakery, all these fans were like, hey, this is how I remember that liver. Can you do it? And followed the recipe and had the right cook. So it's really a great dish. So maybe you're going to start today. You'll see this great resurgence. Like there's, you know, Eli's created the Chicago style of cheesecake. You know, maybe this liver is going to make this big comeback because of this book.
It's going to be the new Italian beef in Chicago.
That's right.
How about that? Everything going well in the cheesecake department with Eli's?
I think, you know, we're so fortunate, you know, as we celebrate 35 years since the first Taste of Chicago. Our products were all made in Chicago. Our online business, people go to our website at elitecheesecake.com and get a cheesecake, get the book. We have our cafe. Maureen will be there on the 13th, autographing books with our doc sale. I think what we found is Chicago is such a great food town that we have fans all over. So I think the book's just another way to build the popularity and keep on doing a great job and worrying about our customers.
It's called the Eli's Cheesecake Cookbook, Remarkable Recipes from a Chicago Legend, Maureen and Mark Schulman. Guys, thank you so much for coming in.
Thanks.
Happy holidays.
Eat some of our treats
and all the goodies. I'm sure they're going to be attended to by our crew.